I'm sure you will love this.
Hi, is this Hector?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Hector. My name is Paul. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
Happy Friday. It's going good. Busy, busy.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you taking the call during a busy work day towards the end of the week here. It's my job to get you the details of the service and answer any questions that you have. Now, did you have any questions at this point, maybe other than the price?
So, I think the other gentleman, I forget his name.
Right. Dan.
Dan. He mentioned that, you know, I'll be like the only one being, you know, pushed up every time somebody searches for Electrico.
Right.
Month
so
to month,
for us, correct. It is all month to month. And people won't even need to know the name of your company to find you and find your website. You already do have this great looking website. It's just that right now it's kind of hard to find. I mean, basically, unless someone knows the name of your company, unless they're looking for you specifically or typing in your website name, then they're not going to find that website. I do see that you've got Angie, your home advisor. I mean, that's a different service.
Yeah.
That's a lead-based service. You are using that service currently, right?
I do have Angie's. Yeah, I have Angie's right now, yes.
How's that working out for you? I mean, I know you get leads. Are they turning into jobs?
Right now, well, I have not got a job from them, but leads, yeah.
Leads, yes, but not jobs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think part of the downside to any lead-based service, whether it's Angie or a Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, is it's a shared lead. I mean, every lead that you get goes out to a couple or a few or a handful of your competitors. You're all chasing down that same person, trying to contact them. Sometimes they don't even answer the phone, so it's hard sometimes to have a high enough conversion rate. Now, with this, of course, calls come to you. You're not getting like a phone number. You're getting more phone calls. People will call you and only call you. For the most part, they're just going to call you after seeing your website. I like your website. Very informative. A lot of information about your company, about your services. I mean, people will know that you do what they're looking for, whether it's residential, commercial, emergency repairs. They can call you directly, and again, very high conversion rate when they call you after seeing your website. So your website is going to be, I like your website. You'll be on the first page of Google and Bing. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page. You'll have Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Now, in fact, there would be even Facebook paid ads. So there's a social media campaign. Basically, anytime someone in your service area goes online, as long as they're looking for electrical work, electrician, if they're typing in a panel upgrade or whatever they might be typing in related to your services, your business will always be one of those options that people see. Now, of course, you're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, as far as the service area, now we will target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. So whether it's 20 miles away, 40 miles away, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can go a little bit farther in a specific direction if you want to get out to a certain town or city. Like, how far would you typically go for the right job? I mean, all of the state?
Well, one time I missed the exit, the last exit going to Canada, and I went through the border.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
If it's
profitable, you'll go. Absolutely. And I mean, obviously you're not going to go 100 miles to change out a light bulb. But if it's profitable then you'll want to do that. So like I said, we can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you want to be found. And of course, you know, like I said, the calls come into you, meaning that whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still going to be the same flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. You do qualify for the reduced pricing, being that you're less than a year old, a very young company. We want to work with you. We want to help your business to grow. Our clients keep the service long-term because it's profitable, not because there's a contract. It is month-to-month. You can stop at any time. No questions asked. No fees involved. But it is our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. That being said, that reduced rate for our new business is the lowest rate that we offer. It is not like a promotional rate or introductory rate. It's not going to go up on you at any point in time. And it is a fixed rate, so it's all included. There's no taxes or fees or anything like that. Every month that you keep the service, you save $300, which is a little more than 50% off the normal cost. Normally, this package, which would be perfect for you covering most or all of the state, that's normally $599, but I'm going to reduce that because you're less than a year in business down to $299. And again, that $299 is a fixed rate. It will not go up on you. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. You do have a website, so we don't have to build that website out for you. I would be more than happy to actually, on top of that, I know you've got Angie too, and that costs money. I mean, and like you said, you're not even getting jobs out of it. We have nothing at all to do with Angie, but I want to make this affordable. It's actually my job as a pricing director, Hector, to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. And then, you know, it's our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. Now, I'd be happy to even waive the one-time setup fee. That's another $99 that would normally attach to that first month, but I'll go ahead and waive the setup fee, and it would, again, like I said, be that flat rate, just the $299 as an out-the-door cost. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but of course, being that this is designed to get your phone ringing for anyone in your service area looking for the work that you do, trying to find someone to call, being on that first page and getting those calls directly to you, I'm sure that's something you do want for your business on a month-to-month basis, right?
Right, yes. The guy that built the website is working actually on getting me into Google business. So I'm not sure where he's at with that.
I did see that you don't even have a Google Business profile. Now, that's challenging to do, whether it's, you know, like a web developer trying to get it done on behalf of a business owner or the business owner themselves. It is pretty challenging these days to get verified by Google to have a Google Business profile.
Correct.
A lot of times when business owners try to do it on their own, things get flagged for fraudulent content, or the video gets rejected. So sometimes it's difficult just to get your verification done. Now, the verification is great. I mean, it's really the first step for anything Google-related to be found online for a business. But, I mean, in and of itself, it's still like a digital business card. People would still need to know the name of your company and be typing it in to even see that listing. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the very first things that we'll do here for you. And, of course, we're not Google. I want to be clear about that. Google will only call businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it is the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. We're Local Splash. In fact, we were one of the very first partners. This partnership goes back almost 10 years. We've been around for more than 20 years. So we were one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with. So we verify more businesses every day than just about anybody. There's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's currently 41 worldwide. So you'd certainly be in very good hands with us. Now, if your web developer has already gotten that process started, we would just take it from there, work with Google's back-end team. Of course, we would not want to create any duplicate listings or anything like that. How long has your web developer been working on getting you Google verified?
It's been about 2-3 weeks.
Okay. I mean, like I said, getting verified is really just the first step in the process, and this is, again, not just for Google. You'll be verified on Bing as well. You'll have a Yelp listing, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, and again, those Facebook paid ads. So it's kind of a comprehensive package. Yeah. There are other services, other things that we can offer for you, but I really want to make this both affordable for you, but also get you the best product for the current needs of your business. Now, is it just you doing the work? Do you have a helper or a crew?
No, I got two other journeymen.
You have two other journeymen. perfect. Yeah. So you can really take on the work. And I mean, like I said, even just one job would more than offset the cost of the service. Now, that detailed reporting and tracking system that you'll be able to have 24/7 access to, it will show you exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search, etc. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. And, of course, you can even manage your online reputation. The reviews that you have, you'll get a lot more reviews. They might be on different platforms, Google, Bing, Facebook, etc. Wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate right on your tracking system. So right there in one place, you can respond to reviews. You can request reviews, kind of manage your online reputation. So, I mean, obviously that's going to help you to not just see how much work you're getting, but even who to follow up with. Did you have any other questions, though, for me at this point?
No. That's pretty much straightforward.
It is a position that we are actively filling because we are a Google Premier partner. When positions become available, it's our job to find one business per category and area to fill that particular listing. So we won't work with your competitors. Again, that means more phone calls, more jobs to you. I know Dan mentioned that to you. And, of course, that exclusivity and the return on investment, that means you're more likely to keep the service long-term, which is great for us because, like I said, in this case, we would actually be providing the service below what it cost us to create in that first month. We have to earn your business for at least a few months for it to make any sense for us at all. But like I said, our clients do keep the service because it's working, you know. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, the next step would be to schedule your follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it is exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will call you and kind of go over details about your service area, your services, mission statement, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. Now, that's going to help us to create that content to get you on that first page. Now, I did want to do one other thing here. I mean, assuming this is something you wanted to do today, I would want to set up a little bit of extra security on the account, a little bit of added layer of protection, a security question and answer, so that Hector, if anyone calls us and tells us that they're with HMA Electric LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls you if they're not a customer, if they're saying they're Google, if they're saying they're local Splash, they would know that information. Now, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us. They certainly wouldn't know that information. It is, like I said, the exact amount of $299 that bills once a month for that exact amount. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
Gotcha. Sorry, somebody was talking to me on the street.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. So, like I said, I wanted to add a security question here on your account. Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I'll say pet's name, and I'll go Sophie.
Sophie? Is that S-O-P-H-I-E or F-I-E?
P-H-E.
P-H-E.
I-E.
Perfect. No, that's okay. Sophie, S-O-P-H-I-E. I have to type it in twice. And then it is the exact amount of $299. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
So I'll do MasterCard, but I'm going to wait on that for now. I'm going to check with my accountant, take care of that. Do I have to do it right now?
So your accountant
Can I hold back?
No, I mean, we are filling the position today, and I know that you're going to move forward with this. So when would you be able to speak with your accountant?
Give me a couple hours.
Couple hours? So like
let's say
like
1 hour. 1 hour.
1 hour. Okay.
No,
probably about 2:30, and we'll get everything set up for you.
Perfect.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Hector.
Thank you, sir.
Again, my name is Paul. I'll be calling
you
back
call
in about an hour
or
so.
I
will be the one.
Perfect,
yeah, I'll be the one to call you back in about an hour or so.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hector. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Take care. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye.